Taoiseach Simon Harris visited Irish peacekeepers in southern Lebanon yesterday. He said he wanted to recognise the difficult mission they'd endured since November, as Israel battered the area in a bid to prevent the Lebanese militia Hezbollah firing rockets into northern Israel. Our correspondent Paul Cunningham has been talking to the members of the 125th Battalion of the UN Interim Force in Lebanon, Irish troops who are just the latest to take part in a peacekeeping mission that dates back to 1978.
A day of celebration yesterday at the Irish UNIFIL headquarters in southern Lebanon called Camp Shamrock. But the backdrop is bleak, an area devastated by war. Battalion Commander Lieutenant Colonel Shane Rockett.
So we have 14 towns and villages in our area of operations, and the vast majority, there's been at least 50 to 90% damage right in a lot of the towns and villages. Some have been less than others, particularly the towns that are nearer the border with Israel. They're the ones that have been most affected. I have 9 missions now overseas, and I've seen this type of kinetic activity on previous missions. This has definitely been the worst that I have ever seen.
The Chief of Staff of the Defence Forces, Lieutenant General Sean Clancy, says the Irish troops have the resources to do the job despite the imposing conditions of war when Israel decided to take on the Lebanese militia called Hezbollah on Operation Northern Arrows.
I'm very confident that the men and women here have what they need. They've been well prepared, they've been well trained, they've been well equipped, and they're well led. And we put an awful lot into force protection measures here on an ongoing basis. And some of that through our TOC and through our reinforced bunkerized systems here that we had in place before Northern Arrows paid dividends, because we're proactive constantly in ensuring the best of the best is here at all times. It'll never be perfect, and we're always learning.
Regimental Sergeant Paddy Enfield says it was a rough beginning for the 125th Infantry Battalion to their tour last November, which is saying something considering he's on his 11th tour of Lebanon.
Well, for the first part, I suppose it was challenging when we came out. We knew it when we came out here. We'd been talking to our colleagues in the 124. We knew it had been fairly challenging, so we'd prepared ourselves for it as a unit on our form-up. And it didn't disappoint.
His son, Private Adam Enfield, agrees.
It was different coming over, not knowing what coming over to, as the Major says. Touched on chatting to a fellow from the 124. It was challenging, but it has decreased dramatically since.
Irish soldiers work closely with Maltese forces, colleagues like Lance Bombardier Joseph Couchy, who joins patrols of villages around Camp Shamrock.
Now at this moment, not every town is populated. But in the few people that we meet, it's always been good to know.
Defence Forces Captain Jessica Doran said the needs are great in that area.
As you probably saw on your way down from Beirut, there's just huge scale destruction in all of the villages. It unfortunately didn't discriminate. So I'm responsible, or Irish Pobat are responsible, for 14 towns and villages. And the requests from them are for really key life supports, and it's gone really back down to basics, so water, electricity, waste management, all these kind of things. So it really is a wide scale.
The Taoiseach Simon Harris said he was visiting southern Lebanon to say thank you to the Irish Blue Helmets who gave so much for peace.
I'm delighted to be here at Camp Shamrock today, principally to say thank you to the men and women of Oglaigh na hÉireann who serve with such distinction as part of this UN peacekeeping mission here in Lebanon. And indeed, I'm thinking today of all of those who have served with such distinction over such a long period of time. I think there's a great sense of pride in Ireland, and I certainly have a great sense of pride for everybody who has come here on a tour, and the difference that they have made and the distinction with which they have served. And it is important to take the opportunity to say thank you and to acknowledge that service, that public service, that military service, and that service in the cause of peace.
Battalion Commander Lieutenant Colonel Shane Rockett says he recognises it is hard work to be a peacekeeper, but that's what the Defence Forces do.
I think the people back home, particularly the military families back home, are aware of what we do. They're aware of the dangers associated with our work, and we get a lot of support from them, and we're very grateful for that. I think the wider public, there probably is a call there to inform them about the work that we do, but that's what we do in the Defence Forces. We train for these conditions. We train hard so that we can do things like peacekeeping quite easily. But it doesn't come without its various challenges.
It certainly doesn't. Paul Cunningham reporting from Lebanon.